celebrating you today. Today is Tuesday. We do our intergalactic premiere, and you have a brand new CD, and we're going to celebrate that by playing it. And then aliens who are like 20 light years away are going to check this out later on. But right now, whoever can hear this is going to hear it for the first time. Kelly, congratulations on the new release.
Thank you. I'm really excited that you guys are playing it today.
Yes, definitely. Now, you were born, you're from Long Island, right?
Yes.
Long Island, New York. Is that where you live now? Where do you live now?
No, I live in Los Angeles.
L.A. And what made you make the move, man? Because New York's a great place to be. Obviously, L.A. is as well. It's, you know, I feel like there's more stand-up rooms here, but if you want to do the acting thing, you got to be out there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I actually, my husband and I have a show that we travel with, which has some of the songs from my album in it, called College the Musical, a musical about college. And
now, did you meet your husband in college? Is that how this came about?
No, I met my husband at the train station in Great Neck, New York.
Oh, I like this. Now, Kelly, for everybody, not only here in New York, but everywhere there are trains, which is a lot of places, please explain to the fellas what they can, because, you know, here in New York City, you know, you ride the subway, you see someone that's attractive, you just get a feeling, you kind of want to go up and talk to them, but it's also sort of creepy, you know? Yeah. So how did your man get it done? Like, help everybody out.
Here's the thing. Evan recognized me from high school. So here's my advice. Either you actually recognize the person from your past, or pretend that you do.
I like this. So you just have to, like, take a wild stab at a high school.
Yeah,
because there aren't very many of those in the country, so that's gonna be a challenge. But it could happen, and it did happen, and you guys got married. That's crazy. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you put urologist in your bio. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's my upbringing. It's where I come from, and you know, some of the naughty nature of my writing comes out of my, you know, upbringing. I was around a urologist. There was a lot of dick talk. A
lot of dick talk going on, huh?
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, that's got to be one of the, that cotton swab thing that's like 8 inches, that's got to be one of the, that's scarier than a needle to me, man. I don't know. Did you ever have to fill in, like, at work for your, was it your dad that was a urologist?
It's my dad. Thankfully, no. I just got stories, and I did get some crazy stories.
Well, please, tell us a story. Give us one. Give us your favorite story, Kelly.
Oh, God. There's one that's really gross.
And just a reminder, it's completely uncensored. This is completely uncensored, yeah. So you can say whatever you want.
All right. I remember something about a testicle and an infection and...
Okay, I think we can stop there. Yeah, did your dad have, like, his favorite pair of detached testicles, like, up on his mantle at home? Like, do you go home and he's like, oh, this pair, I remember that pair. And then he kicks into, like, an old-school story about it?
No, there are no testes in a jar in my home or hanging on the wall. But he does have a lot of shirts. He's got a shirt that says Debbie Dick on it with a picture of a penis with curly red hair. And there are various other dick t-shirts. So a lot of this has inspired me. So I'll give a shout out to my dad. Thanks, Dad. He's probably listening.
That's awesome. Now, would you say you're of your husband's testicles in a jar? Would you say you wear the pants like you're in control?
I would have to say metaphorically, probably yes. And I think if you were to ask him, he would say the same thing.
Well, it's very cool what you're doing. You're currently out there in L.A., and you're there with your husband, Evan. And do you, outside of stand-up, I mean, do you try to only concentrate on one or the other, you know, focus on writing and then focus on stand-up, or do you like to do them all at the same time? What's your method of madness?
I do everything at the same time. I'm usually writing, you know, a few different projects. I work on my songs, and then I actually write plays, and so I'm always busy writing and acting and auditioning and kind of doing it all. That's the way to keep it interesting, I think.
Well, we're going to get to hear one aspect of what you do right now on the intergalactic premiere. Kelly, thank you very much for the time and let me pick your brain for a bit. And when I'm out in L.A. or you come back to New York City, we'll meet up and we'll knock out another interview. And, yeah, I would love to meet you. And congratulations on all the success. Much continued success, and we'll hear from you soon, all right?
Thanks a lot.
You got it, Kelly. Enjoy it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.